Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
We're live. It's Monday, October 31st.
The official president of the United States has warned the world they will face Armageddon if Russia uses tactical nukes in Ukraine. And when the Russian president said that the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine is senseless, the Biden administration reversed the no first use and sole purpose policies regarding nuclear warfare, meaning that the U.S. will now consider first strike nuclear attacks against non-nuclear threats. In a surprising break from projection and gaslighting, U.S. Congressman Jamie Raskin recently explained the truth behind the current U.S. policy with Russia.
Russia is an Orthodox Christian country with traditional social values, and for that reason, it must be destroyed, no matter what the cost to us. So this is not a conventional war. This is a jihad. Jamie Raskin said that out loud. But many in Washington agree with him. In both parties, they would like to see World War Trans immediately.
On the surface, that's what this is. World War Trans. That is what the United States has become. To the rest of the world, America has become the land of abortions, castrations, death, and lies. Meanwhile, our diesel fuel is set to run out before the winter, and our leadership could care less.
What are we doing to increase the supply of diesel, given that the Energy Information Administration said as of October 14th, the U.S. only had about a 25-day supply? You have Northeast and New York already rationing home heating oil. What are we doing to prepare for the winter and to ramp up the supply of diesel?
I'll take the question on the diesel, because I just don't have the data on that in front of me. So let me take that, and we'll get back to you on that. But writ large, the president has been working very, very hard to make sure that not only are we ready for fluctuations that could come, and of course the prices are going down, and we think that's important, but that we are also doing what we can to help our European friends and partners who are also going to be facing a long cold winter. We have doubled our commitment. The commitment he made in March for natural gas exports to Europe, we've doubled that commitment.
The president has cut off our fuel and given away our emergency reserves. Without diesel fuel, the entire nation comes to a halt. And at this point, nothing is being done to stop it.
The problem is, at this point, there may not be an answer, because there may not be a way to avoid a disaster. Diesel fuel is not just low in this country, it's low in every Western nation that has aligned itself with Ukraine. All these nations preparing for World War Trans are running out of diesel fuel.
While millions may be scratching their heads over World War Trans, too afraid to speak against it, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently explained what it's all about and how Russia has already been there. He said, after the 1917 revolution, the Bolsheviks also said that they would change existing ways and customs, and not just political and economic ones, but the very notion of human morality and the foundations of a healthy society. The destruction of age-old values, religion, and relations between people, up to and including the total rejection of family. All this was proclaimed progress, widely supported around the world back then, and was quite fashionable, same as today. Parent number one and parent number two, birthing parent instead of mother. I repeat, this is nothing new, and they made such a mess it still makes one shudder at times. President Putin says America should do what they want, but leave Russia out of it. They've already been there. And seeing as how Americans have become nothing but submissive spectators, it seems as if the United States will be going there as well, starting this winter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We'll be right back.
promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The quickening is here. We have crossed the event horizon. The planets of historical chaos are now in alignment. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, October 31st. All Hallows Eve. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours ahead of the War Room at 3 p.m. Central with the great Owen Schroyer. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, let me just do it this way. Let me just read you some of the headlines. The United States has moved hydrogen bomb-loaded B-52 bombers to Australia, preparing for open nuclear war with China. Much of Ukraine's capital without power and water after new Russian missile strikes. The world's most heavily armed governments are becoming explicitly hostile towards one another. Massive protests in Europe to get out of NATO as prices explode and the lights go out. It goes on and on. That's just part of the global military crisis. Then, obviously, we've got diesel set to run out, according to the Department of Energy, within several days of the 16th. They say we'll be completely out by the 19th of November, just 19 days away. Completely out of diesel. Of course, everybody knows that over 70% of everything that's shipped in this country, from food to medicine to machine parts, is shipped by 18-wheelers that are diesel. And across the country, even most of the charging stations for electric cars are powered by diesel generators on site. Absolutely incredible. Then, even bigger news. Remember what broke 3 weeks ago, that Boston University, the same old suspects, Fauci, Bill Gates, and others, had produced last year and this year multiple strains of super COVID that kill 80% of the humanized mice that are part human chimeric clones. So that has the exact same effect on them as it has on humans. 80% kill rate in humanized mice. Well, now it turns out they produce the same type of combinations that kill the vast majority of humans at a major facility in London. That's just one of 60-plus articles on the COVID takeover I have in the stack. We have, obviously, the David DePapa story. Now the police confirmed two men in their underwear in the bedroom. The window smashed from the inside out. It's all in the 911 tape. The official story we were given the first 3 days with Democrats, that he was a right-wing extremist saying, "Where's Nancy?" Like right out of The Shining. "Here's Johnny, where's Nancy?" was all a lie as usual. But if you try to challenge it, you'll be taken off the internet. Biva Frye, the well-known popular online lawyer. He has a practice also, very successful in Canada, but very successful online. Co-host with Bob Barnes. He was suspended on Twitter for daring to point out the anomalies. And a lot of folks are in total panic mode. They said, look, Elon Musk is screwing us. There was a big purge over the weekend of more conservatives. I'm not saying he's perfect, and I'm not saying that we know what's going to happen and the jury's out, but obviously they are doing that as activists inside Twitter to purge as many people as they can before he gets his managers in place. He just fired the head censor lawyer and the CEO Thursday evening. So I have a small crew here, and if they weren't behind me and working hard, they could sabotage this place in minutes, and I would know who did it. Imagine a giant company like that. So people got to give this time to see what's happening. We've got some big news on that. The European Union says they'll criminally charge Musk. They'll fine him millions of dollars if he doesn't keep the censorship going. He's got a lot of hurdles to get past. May not be able to surmount them. But left-wing EU commissioner warns Musk, the bird will fly by our rules, close quote. So that's what we're dealing with. We also have the ADL that decides who can talk and who can have a bank account and who can live. They decide if you go to a gulag or not, both digital and soon physical. The ADL's come out and threatened Elon Musk. ADL melts down over Trump. Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, may return to Twitter, said would lead to dire consequences. So that's what we've got going on there. Bolsonaro, in most polls, was 5 to 10 points ahead, but polls don't matter because Bolsonaro never got control of the regional bureaucracies. Allied with the communists and the drug dealers who were celebrating the streets, Brazil's Bolsonaro yet to concede after Lula's election victory. Bolsonaro still silent after election defeat as world leaders congratulate Lula. Lula defeats Bolsonaro in Brazil election. Stop the Steal leader Ali Alexander calls for a military coup in Brazil to intervene in the presidential election of Bolsonaro defeat. He did not call for that. When you actually read the quote, he said people need to peacefully investigate the election and that the military needs to be standing by to stop any type of giant violence, which is going on. You have the truckers and the farmers blocking the roads, saying that they don't buy it, that Bolsonaro won, and you've got the drug cartels running around shooting police and blowing things up and firing machine guns in the air, saying they're so happy that the communists, it looks like, are back, just like the left here is allied with God's children, as Nancy Pelosi called MS-13. So we have that news coming up. A lot of election news with only 8 days out from this incredibly critical midterm situation. With a big national poll out, 8 out of 10 Americans say things are out of control, and the majority blame Democrats and want change. But again, the Democrats have something very special called all the mail-in ballots. And already in key battleground states like Pennsylvania and Arizona, they're saying, oh, it may be a few days now, just like last time, till we know who the winners are, because they've got to figure out how many of those absentee ballots and how many of the fake ballots and how many of the ballots dead people voted on or folks that moved out of the state have got to be crammed into the system. We've got all of that news coming up. We've got a bunch of pedo news all over the world. Pedos don't dress up like grandma, the old parable of the wolf in sheep's clothing or Little Red Riding Hood. Now they dress up like babies or children and demand to be identified as children and have access to your children. We've got some shocking videos of that coming up. Also, largest group we've ever seen, swarm of illegals invade Texas ranch. We're going to be laying that out. This is going to be a big, big broadcast. Judge Joe Brown is also going to be joining us to cover the election, the mounting censorship, the insanity in the streets of America and around the world, the situation escalating out of control in Ukraine, and so much more. By the way, I didn't get to this yesterday on the Sunday show, but we'll get to it today. Have you guys re-pulled that out of yesterday's stack? The incredible footage shot
and released by the Ukrainians of drone boats that are about 25 feet long, loaded with explosives. They use Starlink to target their attacks that drive up the side and sunk one frigate a few months ago and damaged a minesweeper and another frigate over the weekend. On Saturday, there was a ceasefire in a key port area, an agreement signed in July between Russia and Ukraine, brokered by Turkey, that they would not attack ships at that port, allowing the Ukrainian grain out to the world. But being a terrorist, Zelensky, of course, is taking credit for not just blowing up the bridge, but now attacking the ships in the harbor with torpedoes, drone torpedoes. It's all coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
back, my friends. What we're facing is mega corporations directing authoritarian takeovers across the world, unifying it under the rubric of the COVID virus. And obviously, I have met with Bolsonaro's son, who is a member of the Congress. They're big supporters of the broadcast. They're big patriots. We have a lot of connections to Bolsonaro. I was invited down there to interview Bolsonaro, but have just been too tied down to do it. We reached out to one of his personal friends, one of his best friends, who's a national media figure, and said, can you come on? And he just told us, I cannot come on. We are having to evacuate Brazil. Not Bolsonaro, but they're going to target and try to put in prison Bolsonaro. He's going to stay and go down with the ship. But that's how serious the situation is, ladies and gentlemen. So this is not a game. Bolsonaro's already been brutally stabbed, you name it. Wildly popular, probably won by 20 points. But he got control of the drug gangs and shielded Brazilians from the deadly shot to a great extent. The UN's been trying to indict him over that, calling it a crime against humanity to not give him poison experimental shots that violate the Nuremberg Code. And so now they're openly saying they're going to put him in prison. He doesn't have any shot but either escaping or he can go with the military and stand up to this communist takeover. I noticed Democrats want to overthrow every election. They said when Trump won, they would never accept it. That's what the New York Times said. It's what Rahm Emanuel said. It's what Hillary Clinton said. They were all in the New York Times saying it. Pelosi was on TV saying he will go one way or the other. We'll just have our own inauguration somewhere else and say that Biden's the president. But then when we question clear fraud, oh, we're crazy conspiracy theorists, we're terrorists, we're evil. And now the focus is on the fraud in Brazil. It's a coup. Team Biden bragged about rigging Brazil election against President Bolsonaro before Election Day. Says Stop the Steal leader Ali Alexander that joins us next hour. And they indeed did brag and said on Friday that the United States, meaning Biden and Obama, will not tolerate anyone challenging an election. Only they are allowed to do that. But Bolsonaro is not conceded yet, so everything is still up in the air. Meanwhile, here in the United States, Hillary Clinton and other Democrats have taken to the airwaves, the videos on Infowars.com, and said that if Republicans win the House and or the Senate, that it is fraud and that the election has been stolen. Video, DCCC chair defends Hillary Clinton, declaring next election may be stolen. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation Sunday, Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee Chair Sean Patrick Maloney defended Hillary Clinton's baseless assertion that right-wing extremists are plotting to steal the next presidential election. So, talk about true doublethink here. You can't question trucks in the middle of the night arriving, ballots only marked for Biden, all of them for Biden, running the same stacks over and over again on surveillance video. Postal workers going public and others saying they were had whole trucks, whole vehicles full of nothing but Biden ballots being shipped across state lines into places like Pennsylvania. All the drop boxes with hundreds of people per drop box with sometimes dozens and dozens of ballots putting them in. All the illegal ballot harvesting. As we highlighted last week, Hillary claimed that right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election, and they're not making a secret of it, adding that the right-wing-controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislators the power to overturn presidential elections. Just think, if that happens in 2024, but they're also talking about it happening here in just the next few days. poll, almost 8 out of 10 Americans say things are out of control. CBS News Battleground Tracker poll finds 79% think the country's out of control. Majority blame Biden. This is a big, big deal. So we'll continue to track and monitor the situation in Brazil. But you notice they're trying to arrest the populist political opposition to the globalist. Let's roll with audio some of the video of truckers blocking roads protesting, the farmers protesting that Bolsonaro's having the election stolen. Meanwhile, the drug cartels and criminals are celebrating.
Acabou de terminar agora a apuração. O povo brasileiro sabe que sofreu um duro golpe e nós não vamos aceitar. O povo está fechando tudo.
Vamos parar o Brasil! Chega de sermos burros! Nós não vamos...
A BR-163!
Here, let's jump ahead to the narcos celebrating. The communists have guns. It's not the general public, but Bolsonaro is changing that, and they don't like it. Only the communists and the drug gangs that work for them get the guns in communist areas around the world, in blue cities in America. Wow. All right. In a few minutes, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and drill into the diesel shortage and how huge that is. I mean, words can't describe it. And then more labs, we learn, in the West have weaponized COVID that kills 80% of humans that come in contact with it. They're just reporting it like it's no big deal. This is so illegal, so criminal, so insane. Now, let me just tell the listeners, we have been so busy and so overwhelmed here that we have not ended the biggest sell of the year yet, but we have to because a bunch of these items are about to sell out. A few of them have sold out. And so I talked to my crew. I'm going to cut new ads today, and we'll have some new sales that are going to start on Wednesday. So this is the last chance today and tomorrow to get up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. That's 60% off on DNA Force Plus. Incredible what it does for your body, your immune system, your health. 60% off on X3, the total missing link, all three good types of iodine, for your entire cellular function, body, telomeres, DNA, you name it. It is 60% off with promo code 1776. Brainforce Plus, 60% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 60% off. Busy Magnesium, about to sell out, 60% off. Organic Green Fibers, 60% off. Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off with promo code. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off with promo code. Alpha Power, 50% off and limited supply. Vitamin D3 gummies, VasoBeats, all of it.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, finding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The evidence of organized election fraud in key regions against Bolsonaro and his populist movement are coming in. We'll get to more of that coming up. But first, I want to hit the big media crisis, not just here, but around the world, but it's going to hit Americans so hard. Already, the average price of diesel is over $5 a gallon. In some areas, it's approaching $9 a gallon. That will pass on massive increases in prices of everything. But never in U.S. history have we had no diesel. And it is estimated by the Department of Energy and the Department of Transportation that we will be 100% out of diesel on the 19th. This is direct sabotage. Shutting down refineries, shutting down pipelines, shutting down drilling, shutting down imports of Russian diesel, which was still just a few percentage points of what we got, but that's enough to cause the chain reaction when we've been running for decades on just enough, just-in-time delivery. And what has Biden been doing, Obama, his third administration? Draining the strategic oil reserve as well to the lowest point it's ever been. We are being maneuvered into total collapse. And remember what I started telling you 2.5 years ago. I said, next they're going to
to have climate lockdowns and say for the earth you're not allowed to leave your house unless you have a carbon ration on your smartphone. How did I know that? Because the World Economic Forum and the big globalist universities like Oxford and Harvard and the rest of them had been proposing for decades a carbon credit with a carbon ration score. I don't predict this stuff. I'm following their battle plan. And within a year of me telling you that was going to happen, the London Guardian, the New York Times, the Australian, all of them came out and said the lockdowns have been good for the earth and we need the equivalent of a COVID lockdown every 2 years to lower carbon. And even India in major cities has had days we are not allowed to drive. Report, world needs equivalent of pandemic lockdown every 2 years to meet Paris carbon emission goals. And now, here they are. And it's not my opinion. What did Buttigieg say? The head of the Department of Transportation. What did Granholm, the head of the Department of Energy, say? They've said it over and over again. So has Biden. They said this is a transition. So have the Clintons. So has Bill Gates 2 weeks ago. He said this is a healthy transition to make us go electric, even though there's not enough rare earth minerals in the world to make all the cars be able to operate off batteries. It's all a fraud. They're giving you this excuse for the shell game of, oh, this will replace it, but there's no plan to replace it, and they can't replace it. How the diesel shortage is being felt globally. Big NPR article. The diesel market is a perfect storm as prices surge, supplies dwindle ahead of winter. Fuel company issues diesel shortage warning. Says conditions rapidly developing. Diesel shortage update as prices skyrocket over fears supply could run out. It's not a fear. The Department of Energy says it will be gone. They will be out. And then it's almost impossible to scale back up quickly because it's mainly trucks that are delivering the diesel. Yes, a lot of diesel gets delivered by pipelines, but then it has to be broken up in the pipeline in the big tanks and then delivered to the stations. They don't have the infrastructure at the tank yards to fill the 18-wheelers. Guys, your search engine, last time I checked it years ago, it was 70%. It's like 72%. Let's see what it is now. Search the term, what percentage of freight is moved in the United States by 18-wheelers, by trucks. 20%, 20-some percent rail. And a small part is canals, and the rest is all 18-wheelers. So that number still holds. I haven't checked it in a while. And 70% of everything's delivered by trucks, what does that tell you? And even the stuff delivered by canal, by river, or by train has to be broken up at the warehouse and put on diesel trucks. And we've already got supply chain breakdowns. Here's the original article. Diesel supply down to 25 days left. But the Rockies are in good shape because they've got stockpiles. Wow. So that's where our country is right now. Massive diesel shortages are already here. Okay, I said 70% from memory. I apologize, that was incorrect. What are the four main types of freight transportation? There are four major types of freight transportation available for shippers to use in the world of freight shipping. The primary ones are ground, road, rail, ocean, and air. But it's all going to be broken up by trucks. What percentage of goods is transported by road? 77.4%. But I think that's smaller vans and stuff's the other 7%. It's still 70 last time I checked. So 77%, 70% by 18-wheeler. That's a memory, see? I don't just spout. People say, this guy just spouts stuff. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I got a pretty good memory. The point is, it doesn't matter. 70%+ is delivered by 18-wheelers. Can you imagine what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, but the big companies, they've already stockpiled diesel. It'll be the small operators that'll be shut down, just like the COVID shutdowns kill the small farmers, the small ranchers, the small businesses, the small auto repair shops, the small restaurants. And what did Germany say this year? They said, oh, we're getting rid of small businesses. They're bad. We have a fetish for small businesses, and we are getting rid of it. Oh, we've heard similar statements. I played 3 weeks ago of a Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission member at the Cato Institute saying, we fetishize small businesses and factories because it makes white men powerful. What? It makes the average person independent. And if you look up who owns small factories per capita, who the biggest owners are, it's Asians. But that doesn't even matter. It's just a total red herring. Hey, we're shutting off all your jobs. We're going to get the white people. Yay! They've already shipped most of their jobs to China with one-sided trade deals. And now they're coming in to crush us again, turning off our gas, restricting our gasoline, our natural gas, and cutting off our diesel. That's called warfare. We come back, the latest on Brazil. Oh, interesting numbers coming in. Turns out Bolsonaro won by huge margins in almost every part of the country except one, and that's the big area controlled by Lula and the communists, and just magically that counterweighed all the other regions in the country and pushed Lula over the edge with 69% of the vote in that key region of Nordeste, if I'm pronouncing that right. Isn't that just interesting, ladies and gentlemen? So we're going to be covering all that as we watch that very closely, but I want to shift gears into the big enchilada. Just to let you know, again, who's behind the next thing? The New World Order. Who made the virus? Who's cooked it up to kill 80% of us? And now we learn more labs it's in. These are some really nice people, aren't they? But the ADL on the left points the finger at me and says, I'm the bad man, because I don't believe a damn thing comes out of their mouth. We're going to beat these people together, and we are winning. They're going to strike back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Population plan going into high gear ahead of Judge Joe Brown, Ollie Alexander, so many others joining us here today. But I wanted to talk about something that it was big news a week ago, but that I never really responded to. And I need to respond to it here. I just want to respond to it briefly because it affects everybody. You saw the show trials run the Democratic Party, and they now admit big PR firms. With judges finding me guilty, then not letting me put on evidence to defend myself, and allowing fraudulent evidence to be put on to these kept juries to decide how guilty I was. And so they ruled in Connecticut. Their verdict was guilty, 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 guilty down the line. $965 million, or almost a billion. But then there were other damages and other charges they made that I was lying on air, as they found me guilty of, as the judge did, for selling products that I supposedly lied about by questioning Sandy Hook, when the rest of the public was questioning as well, to make money. And now the lawsuit against Kanye West are saying, well, he said George Floyd had enough fentanyl in the system to kill him, and the coroner said that might have killed him, which is true, so we're going to sue you for 200 and something million. Because you're making money off of it. That's not even in the law. But I told you, look for the judge to hit me with something even bigger. Now, why are these numbers so large? I said 900 and something million might as well be a trillion. Might as well be a quadrillion or a Googleplex. Might as well be infinity. All money on earth, past and present. It's meant to crush our resolve, make it sound like an insurmountable mountain to climb. Because it's a joke. The way bankruptcy law works, the way things work, is that you've only got to pay what you got. And guess what? They know, because in the record discovery, they got my finances and went and did subpoenas and found out it was all true. They know I don't have $10 million or $5 million or that fake expert they had up in Texas saying he's worth $400 million. And off what he said about me, if you go online and type in my net worth, I'm worth $260 million and my company is worth $140 million, which is $400 million. And they told the jury he's worth $400 million. And the jury later told Reuters, well, we gave 10% of his wealth to each of the plaintiffs. There were two in Texas, so we gave him $50-something million. They believed I had $400 million. But I don't have $2 million cash. Barely enough to have as our operating budget. So it is a joke. They made it a joke. They made it a fraud. And it, when they came out two Fridays ago, a week and a half ago, and Bloomberg reported what they asked the court for, and they did, they asked for $2.75 trillion under the CUTMA unfair trade practices law. $2.75 trillion, the biggest verdict ever by a hundredfold. I mean, it's just totally insane. When you see companies that kill hundreds of thousands of people with their drugs, they pay a few billion. I didn't kill anybody. I just questioned something that looked synthetic and political, and so did the general public. The public demanded I question it because it just didn't look real. Now, that said, they put all of that out there, the $2.75 trillion, that's $2,750 billion. That's $2,750 billion, or thousands and thousands and thousands of times what the previous verdict by the jury is. The plaintiff's lawyers have asked for $2.75 trillion. That's why I made the joke back when the first verdict was being read for $1 billion. I said, I expect a trillion. I want to be number one here. And again, that's meant to demoralize people and scare people. I've also got a lot of calls and people on the street and family, you name it, going, man, so you have hundreds of millions of dollars? And people calling up wanting me to loan them money and stuff because still the number's so high, people imagine, well, he's got to at least have something big for them to say that. No, it's all a joke. It's all chutzpah. It's all fraud. It's all arrogance to crush your will. It's a joke. It's the Wizard of Oz, man behind the curtain, projection. And if the big wizard's 100 feet tall and that doesn't scare you, they'll make him 1,000 feet tall. And if that doesn't scare you, he'll be 1,000,000 feet tall. But it's a projection. It's a hologram. It's a fraud. Right now, I can walk out this door and go do a show in a studio that reaches the same amount of people. But I love our infrastructure, our crew, and the special reports and things we do. And so we're keeping free speech on air, and we're going to continue the show, and that's the way it is. Because under Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, emergency reorganization, whatever extra money we have is paid to them for 5 years, and everything else goes run this operation with the crew and the rest of it. And that's how that works. Plus, we're appealing for 2 years all that. But we're already in bankruptcy to put our cards on the table that we don't have any money. That's why they knew this 6 months ago. They had our old financials, but then found us in default saying we gave them nothing. That's why they said just shut him down. Our goal is to shut him down. That was always their goal. It's not money. They want to shut you down. They want to silence you. So $2.75 trillion, that is the GDP of France. That is the GDP of India, the gross domestic product. That is 10 times the amount of money the U.S. spent on World War II. That's bigger than the COVID stimulus packages. That's over 3 times bigger than the yearly Pentagon budget. And when I laughed at it, the $1 billion verdict, and then I laughed at this last week, just when I called into the show, they had headlines, Jones defies the court. Arrest him. He refuses to pay the $2.75 trillion. Well, if I get a checkbook out and I got $1 million in the bank account and I write a check for $2.75 trillion, isn't that bouncing a check? Isn't that a crime? So this is basically them just trying to run a psyop on people, and it's disgusting. And they just want to scare everybody else. They're all over Twitter, all over Instagram, all over CNN, all over MSNBC, all over every single channel saying, we're now going to get Dinesh D'Souza. We're now going to get Tucker Carlson. We're now going to get everybody. And all we got to do is say somebody hurt our feelings. We're not going to sue Elon Musk because he tweeted, you know, was this guy really a visitor, as some are saying, to the House and Pelosi's? Oh, well, now if that isn't correct, though it is increasingly looking like it is, then he owes trillions too. This is how they do it. Rig courts that find you guilty, tell a jury you're guilty, and then the jury sits there and does what they're told because they're being told by a judge this person's guilty. And they so dumb down a lot of the public, especially in blue cities, that they don't know their head from a hole in the ground, and they don't understand that a judge isn't supposed to find you guilty. They don't understand that the other side is supposed to put on evidence. They just get in there and feel good and feel righteous and say, all right, we'll give you $1 billion. And then the lawyers are like, that's not enough. We want $2.75 trillion, $2,750 billion. And let me just finish with this. When they did that last week, the worm totally turned. It went from the majority of people saying this is BS, this is targeting free speech, he didn't get a fair trial, he didn't do anything wrong, he hardly covered Sandy Hook, you guys are a fraud, to almost everyone saying, we apologize, this is absolutely fraudulent, this is a total scam, this is the end of the First Amendment. And that's what the EU is doing, threatening Elon Musk with $100 billion fines if he allows free speech on Twitter. It's the same thing. It's these bureaucracies, these authoritarian regimes, local, state, federal, international, coming after everybody's free speech. So listen, we're going to stay on the air as long as the good Lord allows us. And we don't just have a plan. It's 100%. If we can just pay the bills, which I've told you we're close to not being able to for the last few years, with the supply chain breakdowns and other problems, then we will do the Chapter 5. We'll be out of it by February. And then, okay, any profit these guys get, which is not very much. And then they're openly saying, no, we don't want the money. We want him off air. Well, sorry, that's not how federal law works. So we're forcing him out in the open saying we want him off air. It doesn't work like that. So all you got to do is go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products you already need that are amazing. And keep spreading the word about the broadcast that everybody's tuning into now. It's totally backfired on them. And we will stay on air in defiance of George Soros and the New World Order and the Democratic Party and Barack Obama and Biden and all the rest of them. Now, the sale will end Tuesday. I've extended it because we've been so busy we haven't come up with a new one, but a bunch of stuff's selling out, so I have to. Up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776, X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, and more. All 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776, your last chance. Get great products. Be part of history. Find the tip of the spear. Don't give in to these tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com, and God bless you.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Everybody.